You may add them to your salad or notice them growing on your lawn, but most people probably wouldn't stop twice to look at a mushroom. However, Boston-based forager Maria Pinto sees mushrooms a little differently. WBUR's Ariel Gray takes us on a trip this morning into the woods.
On a bright fall day, Maria Pinto leads a small group through the woods of Hammond Pond Reservation.
So I've actually been coming to these woods for like 15 to 16 years.
To an observer, this looks like a regular socially distanced hike. But Pinto, who's a writer and educator, is in the woods for a particular reason. Soon she spots what she's looking for, growing on the side of a dead tree.
These are Pleurotus ostreatus, or oyster mushrooms. These are maybe they just came up over the last couple of days, but they're fresh, they're edible at this stage.
Pinto is part of a new age of mushroom hunters. She searches for and finds edible medicinal mushrooms all over New England. A friend of hers introduced her to mushroom foraging when she hosted a mushroom exchange party. Pinto's obsession took off.
This one looks like it has gills, but they're false gills, because mushrooms love to be tricky.
She's using these hikes to encourage others to learn about mushrooms, especially people of color.
I want people to feel connected to the land that we're living on. We should be learning more so that we feel like a stake in saving this earth.
Most people think that mushrooms are just mushrooms.
But then once you start learning about what mushrooms and fungus are actually doing ecology-wise, I don't know anyone who isn't just a little bit curious who, when they start finding out that kind of thing, hasn't become just a little bit obsessed with mushrooms.
Mushrooms are like a flower or fruit. Mycelium are the roots, and it makes up a subterranean network that connects ecosystems across the earth. The many benefits of mushrooms and the fact that they can be a food source is why it's so important to Pinto that people learn how to identify mushrooms in their own areas.
It fascinated me that there was all of this pounds and pounds of food just going to waste. Like, that idea drove me insane. So yeah, black and brown femmes especially need to get out here and see what the woods have gifted us.
Getting into mushroom foraging can be intimidating, especially for women of color. Pinto says that at first she felt discouraged from learning more about mushrooms.
One of the things that held me up from taking the next step in educating myself and taking the next step in, the serious sort of business of learning about mushrooms was just that there was no one who looked like me.
A lack of diversity isn't unique to mushroom foraging. Pinto wants to change that. Her goal is to educate others, especially women of color, about the wonderful world of mushrooms. And in many ways, she's already doing so.
I feed my entire co-op of, black femmes with the mushrooms that I'm foraging. And it's a beautiful thing to see sort of like the dawning realization that this land is ours and we can enjoy its fruits. And we should be out here enjoying the food, the medicine, all of this stuff is here for all of us.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.